I've been running into a lot of great results with door knocking through the years. I've got Bible study signatures, I've have had people come to visit my church, and have gotten Bible studies. For me, I've found that door knocking is best perceived as a sprint, not a marathon. I'm excited about door knocking. It takes a great deal of work and time, but it works. It seems like many church members are interested in doing outreach in this venue. Large groups of Christians doing door knocking is not a new concept. The Bible group, We Care, has converted in a campaign, hundreds of people in door knocking, by getting a large group together to do his work. I was watching a video a while back about a group that is doing door knocking. For every 100 to 150 people interacted with, they got a Bible study. They have had many baptisms due to this work. Teams matter in door knocking. The larger the better. There is a story of a group of denominational college students who did door knocking for 12 Fridays and brought 43 people to their faith. The bigger the number or the more frequent the work each month, the faster the results. But please keep in mind, a handful of people doing outreach once a month is powerful too. The results will come slower. But they will come. I know of a group of 5 people who did door knocking for a year. They did an evangelism event once a month for an hour each month. That is 12 events done, with 12 hours invested for that year of work. They got for 12 hours worth of work 2 Bible study contacts. During that time, they contacted about 144 people. One of them came to the Lord and was baptized. He is still faithful to this day. Door knocking thoughts. I was reading last night on a stat page, a Mormon stat about door knocking. That if 1,000 homes were reached in canvassing an area, then one of the contacts would lead to a study. These are high stats. Yet these Mormons still get out and do door knocking work. As with anything, method-wise, in evangelism, door knocking is about getting a commitment. Here is an example. In the past, when I just gave people tracts, I would not usually get a Bible study at the places I worked. Places like the flea market or the college campus, or through visiting people's homes when I went door knocking. But if I also got someone to commit to an action, either by signing up for a study or in doing the study, then that's when results followed. When I was first starting evangelism, I'd work at the flea market once a month for 5 hours. During this time, I only handed out flyers for a year. I did not make the effort to get studies, to really interact, like I should have. Guess how many studies I got? In the whole year, I got 1 Bible study. However, in 1 5-hour day of working at the same place, when I talked with people and asked for a Bible study, I got 3 people who signed up for a Bible study. Having people commit and make an emotional investment is important in matters of evangelism. When they agree to study with you and give you their signature, that's a commitment. When they agree to have a study, then and there, with you, that is a commitment. Made? No, in door knocking, that inviting people to church does work. If you connect with people by talking with them, if it's a personal interaction, it does work. I know people who have come due to such invites. But in any venue, this should be secondary and focused to getting a commitment. There is a lot of interesting facts about door knocking. Things to remember, keep in mind, as with anything, it takes time and hard work to gain results in any pursuit worth having, including door knocking. The people who say door knocking does not work are those who expect maximum results with little effort. Nowhere does such an expectation pan out in careers, education, relationships, fitness, etc. Anything worth doing is a process. It requires consistent investment and routine. Marriage does not happen on 1 to 3 dates. A successful job does not happen when no resume is shared and when no career seeking is done. A degree does not occur without a great deal of energy and study. A fitness goal is not obtained when the gym is visited once or twice or even a half dozen times a year. It tends to take months to gain results in these areas. Yet with door knocking, if someone does it once a year with a few members from church for a gospel meeting, they sigh and say, "Well, I guess door knocking does not work." Which is silly. Evangelism works. I have saved souls. I have grown churches. But it was through the process of being consistent. Evangelism, it's personal. It is about the law of averages. If you ask enough people for a Bible study, you will get a yes. If you get enough yeses for a study, you will get a conversion. Get enough conversions, you will grow your church. Outreach is about numbers. It's about the work required to meet people and get interactions. The more people reached, the more results will come. Yet it must also be personal. Key factors need to be established. Have a plan, know of a format that works. For example, activities that are connected to personal interactions, work. Personal methods of outreach can be done through door knocking, street evangelism, campus evangelism, flea market evangelism. Such personal interactive formats play a role in results. Approaching people with warmth and enthusiasm, and talking to people is important. Doing poor methodology, like holding up a sign and doing nothing, but standing around, will get you little to no results. Only passing out materials, with no real social interaction, will get you little to no results. Social interactions are needed. Even brief ones that require interaction and commitment, to some level. If you talk to people, if you get someone, to commit, to sign up for a Bible study or talk to someone and have them commit to do a study then and there, that's good methodology. The more social interaction, the better. Just talking with someone outside their door for 30 minutes is a personal win in doing door knocking. Now, I am not saying flyers/tracts in themselves won't work. Please don't misunderstand me. I have heard of stories where they have. But the odds of getting a result go up when there is a personal interaction, such as a commitment to a study, a discussion, a good interaction where people connect, etc. Remember, this is a process. Please keep in mind this is a process. Other groups know this. The Mormons go to 1,000 homes before they get a study. For them, it is about consistency and hard work. These are hard stats for Mormons. Yet they do the work despite the stats. For us, these stats are much smaller for results, from 1 to 200 people, a result, such as a church visit or a Bible study. No, it can be person number 39 or person number 56, the 200 number is the average ratio ceiling number. Besides knowing it requires time to generate interactions, we need to know the methods of success. The key is in being personal. Mormons know 1,000 houses for a Bible study is worth the work. Can the Lord's people say the same thing? If that was what it took for His saints to get a result, would we still try to save a hurting soul? Or would it no longer be important? I'd encourage you to know what you're going to say before you meet someone. And to have that firmly in mind. A script is something you write down, to get familiar with, for your future interactions with people. Final thoughts, door knocking, targeting. The best places to work are in areas where people are poor or hurting. Target these areas. Search, on Google or some other search engine, for the keywords below to find such areas in your local vicinity. Poor people tend to be less guarded, defensive, and more open and willing to hear the message. They don't have an attitude, "this is my castle," mentality. They are less territorial in matters of people visiting. They also tend to be more warm and friendly. Such methods as door knocking, street evangelism, campus evangelism, cold approach, has a more receptive response in poorer environmental locations. I am not saying don't do evangelism in the middle class areas or upper class areas. I just want you to be mindful of these truths. Please understand. You can get results anywhere and with any financial class. But this demographic is more receptive. Best areas, housing areas. The projects. Government housing, homeless shelters, recovering drug addict apartment or housing areas. Nursing homes, especially in poor areas, ALF, assisted living facility, homes. Locations run by the government-run or charity-run best in poor areas, disabled or veteran apartment or housing areas. Mobile housing areas in trailer parks. Best in poor areas. Places that are not in vacation trailer park communities, rundown hotels, where the poor live. Basically, any place you can think of, where people are hurting